Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. It is your All Local for the 7th of February, 2023. So glad to have you with us. And it's going to be cloudy, breezy, and turning colder by lunchtime. We got a cold front coming through, and it's a wet cold front as well, with scattered rain throughout the day. And then rain really picks up tonight as well. Widespread rain tonight. Could get some thunderstorms out of it. Nothing severe. Tomorrow, again, chilly and cloudy and rainy as well. So today, expect highs falling through the 50s throughout the day. Parents in one North Texas community where fentanyl is killing kids are working with school leaders and police to drive the dealers out. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
The Carrollton Farmers Branch ISD says it is taking proactive steps in educating its kids on the dangers of fentanyl, including developing student drug awareness presentations on secondary campuses. This comes as three kids have died and six others have been hospitalized due to fentanyl overdoses since September. To say the least, that has parents very concerned.
There's no safeguarding from this if we go, oh, but it won't happen to us. It is.
That's Shireen Joyner, who lives in Carrollton and has a young son. She tells me these cases underscore the importance of both schools and parents driving home the dangers that this drug presents.
If you just sit them down and give them a presentation, you know, teenagers, they're going to be like, sure, yeah, not me. I'm not susceptible to all that. And then they are.
The Carrollton Farmers Branch ISD also says it obtained Narcan for all district facilities and has started random canine searches at all secondary campuses. From the 24-hour news center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
More than 5,000 people are dead this morning following the massive earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. Sadly, that death toll is expected to climb as the desperate rescue efforts continue. Now, here in North Texas, people are scrambling to help, especially with loved ones in the region. KRLD's Bailey Friday has more.
The footage of the devastation in Turkey and Syria is just awful. It's hard for anyone to watch, especially those with loved ones there. Erdal Sipahi is president of the Turkish American Foundation of Northern Texas. He tells NBC 5 they have around 1,000 people in their group. Many of them are still trying to get in contact with family and friends. Others are hearing the worst.
And I know a close friend of ours lost a loved one. So it's difficult for them.
North Texans are doing everything they can to help. They're partnering with Islamic Relief, the Syrian Forum, and Helping Hand for Relief and Development. Officials say if you want to help, the best thing to do is donate money to organizations already on the ground in hard-hit areas. At a later time, they'll start needing more donations of supplies. But right now, they're focused on helping the search and rescue efforts. It'll be a while before the focus shifts to the recovery and building phase. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson will be in Washington tonight as a special guest for President Biden's State of the Union address. Dallas Congressman Colin Allred will be there, too. He's bringing a principal from a Richardson Elementary School as a guest. KRLD's Austin York has more on that.
The president has to rally his base, according to SMU political science professor Matthew Wilson. The president is losing favor with fellow Democrats, according to recent polls, and Wilson says he has to focus on a couple of key issues.
He thinks abortion is an issue that works for Democrats, and I think he'll want to give a shout-out to the Democratic base by signaling again his very strong commitment to expanding abortion rights.
He says he will also show his commitment to environmental issues. Wilson says he will try to convince the American people that under his administration, the economy is strong, following better than expected job numbers. From the 24-hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
in Grapevine. They are making progress repairing damage caused by two tornadoes in December. City Manager Bruno Rumbello says the city service center was one of the buildings that was hit.
Public facilities alone would be north of $10 million. But obviously the impact to both businesses and residents was far greater than that.
He says crews are making some repairs to that city service center, enough to allow people to keep working. It will be several more months until all the damage is repaired. Another North Texas man charged in connection with the attack on the U.S. Capitol January 6th has pleaded guilty. Daniel Goodwin of Corinth pleaded guilty to getting inside the Capitol during the riot. He is a member of the Proud Boys, an anti-government group. He helped raise money for the former president's Stop the Steal rally. He'll be sentenced in May and faces up to a year behind bars. Irving police are looking for the owner of an Apple AirTag tracking device recently found on a woman's car.
AirTags are common enough. People use them to track their luggage, for example, or maybe to keep tabs on elderly persons in danger of getting lost. But Sunday, a woman driving through Irving got a notice on her phone alerting her to an AirTag in, or in this case, taped beneath her car. She quickly drove to Irving Police Headquarters, where Police Officer Robert Reeves says this is not the first time.
We've had about, you know, a handful of cases to where someone has found an AirTag either in their personal belongings or on their vehicle or somewhere inside of their vehicle.
Reeves tells NBC5 something like this could be charged as either a misdemeanor or a felony count of harassment or perhaps stalking. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Newly released court documents tell how Dallas police came to arrest a DeSoto man for animal abuse and burglary at the Dallas Zoo. KRLD's LP Phillips has the papers.
Between the time a clouded leopard was let loose, another animal pen cut open, and when the tamarin monkeys were stolen, an arrest affidavit says 24-year-old Davian Irvin was asking a lot of questions about those animals to zoo staff. And after the tamarins were taken, zoo staff found a security picture of Irvin near the pen. They didn't have a name to put to the face, so police gave the picture to the media. The affidavit says members of a Lancaster church recognized the man as the person hanging around a vacant house. That's where police found the monkeys. The affidavit says they then used facial recognition software to come up with a name. Police arrested Irvin Friday. They said he was scoping out the Dallas Aquarium for another possible theft. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas Stars win a tough game after the All-Star break while one of their players hit a milestone. For more, here's Blake Hickerson from the 105.3 The Fan Sports Desk.
Dallas forward Jamie Benn skated in his 1,000th NHL game, all with the Stars, as they would slip past the Anaheim Ducks in overtime 3-2. Benn on his big night.
It's great. I thought what the guys did was pretty funny. I'm fortunate enough to have my family here and fiance, and it was just overall great night, and finish it off with two big points.
Tyler Seguin scored Dallas' second shootout goal for the win. Blake Hickerson, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Again, cloudy, breezy. It's turning colder by lunchtime. Rain picking up throughout the day and into tomorrow.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080, KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.